What a waste of time. What a dumb question. Clearly the day didn't go well, or else I wouldn't be home so early with a face like this. It's my normal face. Ugh, you're such an ass sometimes. I'm clearly having a bad night, and you want to resort to roasting me. That's what I thought. Now, if you're genuinely interested in wanting to find out what happened, I'm just going to tell you anyway, regardless if you care or not, because you're the only person I can air things out to, being my roommate and all. So butch up on the couch and let me sit next to you. First off, I'm never going on a dating app ever again to meet someone. I really thought being really transparent about my style and interests would make it easier to actually find someone who wants to go on a date with me. But turns out it's no different from going on a date with all these jerks on campus. Of course, they aren't into my style and all, but he told me that if I was to dress normal and cut down on the black makeup, that I'd actually be pretty. Like, what kind of backhanded compliment is that? And I'm like, well, why go on a date with me then? And he said because I might finally grow out of this phase. Like, can you believe that? This is how I want to dress. It's who I am. And if someone wants to change me, then I'm not even going to sit the date out. I'm leaving straight away. And that's what I did. As soon as he said that, I called a cab and went straight back here. And it's a shame really as well, because I thought my outfit was really on point too, but clearly it's trash because he didn't like it. That's the last time I'm ever making an effort like that for anyone. Really? Do you actually like my outfit? You're not joking? Sorry, I just have to double confirm you're not, because I'm so used to people complimenting me as a joke. Aw, thanks. I'm glad you like my fishnets too. I think they really suit my leg shape, and they are really hot too, but clearly no one around here has any taste. Apart from you, of course. I really appreciate it, you know? You listening to me and then telling me you like my clothes. No, of course it isn't weird at all to tell me that. It makes me really happy that the smile I have on right now isn't speaking for itself. You know, you are an annoying roommate sometimes, but through all the crap I get, you're always there for me and hyping me up, telling me how good I look. I'm really glad that you were picked to be my roommate. I got really lucky. I was kind of creeped out first that I was going to be rooming with a dude because I've never done that before, and but really, couldn't have been with someone better. And I look back on it now and realize how much you've been there for me. Remember at that one party we went to and a group there were laughing at me because apparently it's 2021 and I still dress like this? And what did you do? You simply cussed the hell out of them. and they never bothered me again. It's not like I can't handle myself. You saw it happening plenty of times. But having someone on my side for once and always has my back feels really nice. We also have a lot in common too. It's really nice to just sit and chill with you and play some games after a hard day at college. It's almost like we're meant to be. Hey, do you want to play something? Now would be a good time after today. No, you're not in the mood? Why? You're tired? Oh, that's okay then. I should probably get to sleep sometime soon too, so this day can be over quicker. Or how about you lie in my chest and hopefully we both end up just going to sleep? Only if you're comfortable doing that with me, of course. You are? Well, let's get into position then. Now come and lie on my chest. You didn't realize how big these puppies actually were. Yeah, that's what the corsets and stuff tend to do. Therefore, you should be lucky you're having them as your pillows tonight. So, are you just going to stand there and stare in shock, or are you going to test out how comfy they are? So, was I right in saying they were comfortable? That's good to hear. You don't need to be shy. You can just tuck yourself right in if you want. I really like this, you know. You just feel so right in my arms. I'm glad you feel the same way. This whole time I wasn't needing to go on dating apps and stuff because the person I wanted was here the whole time and I was just blind to it. Someone who actually accepts me for how I am and likes what I wear and encourages me to keep being me and not give in to what society says about me. Yep, that's you. I even feel like I can play with your hair. It just feels so normal and not uncomfortable at all that I'm able to do this couple kind of stuff with you. I guess it means I claim you as my boyfriend then. See? You didn't even react to that. And you hugged me tighter, so I'm taking that as no complaints. Have you liked me for a while then? You were scared I didn't like you back. Whereas I was so sure you weren't into me, so you were off the charts. Damn you. You could have saved so much hassle, you know? I could have not went on that date today, honestly. But at least now I can finally say that you're really cute. And yes, I mean it. Wait, what are you surprised at? That I'm cheesy like this? Hey, just because I'm a goth girl, it doesn't mean that I don't get so unbelievably cheesy and excited over having a boyfriend like this. It's just a look I have. And I also know that I may have always come across as some strong person, someone to be afraid of. But that's only because of me getting roasted all the time by people. I just learned to have a hard shell. But if it isn't obvious now, I'm a real softie, and it takes a really special person to get through to that side of me. I wonder where we're going to go on our first date now. Well, come on. We have to go on a first date now if you want to officially be like, we are together. And also, you had to hear my multiple bad experiences on dates, so you can finally give me a good one, so I can forget about all the bad ones for life. What was I thinking? I don't know. Probably go somewhere nice to eat or sit at the beach and have a picnic. Just anything involving food, of course, because I'm starting to get a little hungry. Yeah, maybe it is better to come up with a plan when you're more awake, so you get yourself to sleep as soon as you can. Hey, where are you going? No, that didn't mean I was sending you to your bed. I want to stay like this. I want to stay like this for the rest of the night. You do too? Then shh, and put that cute head of yours back down on my chest. And I'll keep playing with your hair for as long as I can, because I know you're enjoying that right now, too. You do have a good abundance of hair in your head, if I do say so myself, though. If I could dye it black, you would look like some sexy guy from one of those pop punk bands I crushed on back in the day. Oh, come on. I know it's not goth, but please tell me you had those days, too. Having an iPod and on it would be Paramore, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco playlists and stuff. Now I'm into, you know, more of the gothic stuff, but that was my emo kind of phase. But this is not a phase. The goth thing, not a phase. Did I unlock a memory there? Well, I need to take you to the concerts I go to and hear the real goth music that people who didn't grow out of that phase listen to. So, you had that to look forward to. Good night, cutie.